hackathon is basically where a bunch of individuals, does not really matter from what industry they are from, they can be learners, students, or professionals, get together for a period of time, let's say for 8 hours, and try to solve a problem that is very intense. It can be a theory-based hackathon, it can be a tech-based hackathon, but the whole outcome of the hackathon or the whole mission of the hackathon is that we want to achieve a common goal as a group. Either we want to build a solution at the end, or we want to come up with a challenge or an objective. So that's initial, that is what a hackathon can be.
Okay, now, how can we make hackathon more accessible to young people?
And the most important thing that we need to understand that young people have nowadays is social media. If we can spread more news in terms of hackathons that are currently happening within the country and outside the country, then it will definitely be an advantage to us. And also the other thing is that we need to, hackathons across the world have prize money and also other extra added advantages. So if we can increase the amount of prizes or gifts or solutions that comes out of hackathon and benefits that come out of hackathons, then we can see a growth in hackathon participants, especially among the youth. So just to round it up, we need to include more benefits in a short time frame for a long period of time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, how exactly does a hackathon work? And can a beginner also take part or do a hackathon?
Yes. I mean, so first of all, how a hackathon works is like this. Let's say a bunch of individuals or organizations realize that there's a gap or there's a problem within organization or there's an objective or a challenge within our communities. What will happen then is that that organization or that community will, rather than sending out surveys, will invite the public, right? For example, we'll invite the public for, let's say, 48 hours. Right? Now we're inviting the public for 48 hours to meet up at this certain venue, and then we have different people coming in from different backgrounds. Right? That's the most important thing about hackathons. They can be closed hackathons and they can be open hackathons. Right? So you get the people together and then you come, you know, inform the people, okay, cool, within this 48 hours we have this specific challenge or we have this specific objective that we are trying to attain at the end of the 48 hours. And then the participants are then not forced really, but they are then put on the spot to come up with a solution, to come up with an objective, to basically hack the problem.
Yeah. Now, hackathon is set to unlock the fourth industrial revolution jobs as well as business growth in townships. Can you just tell us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's through hackathons you actually get to understand where the world of technology goes. But I want to clarify one thing. Hackathons is not mainly tech-based. It can be social-based. It can be science-based. The most important thing that we need to look at is what is the objective and how long do we want to get this outcome? How fast do we want the outcome? So in terms of the fourth industrial revolution, hackathons play a vital role because it's through these small gatherings, small community gatherings with different people from different backgrounds, we are able to see and actually understand what the actual sense is on the ground. So it's really important that we try to have this mini hackathon where we really just involve the youth, we involve the professionals, just to come up with a common goal. And then at the end of the hackathon, there is data, which is the most important thing as we move forward. Now, from that data, we are able to extract the information and the knowledge towards a better understanding and a better advancement in terms of technology or social science.
Yeah. Let's talk about the 2022 AR/VR Africa Hackathon competition. What will be the main focus for this year's competition?
Okay, cool. So the main focus of this year's competition is that if you look closely in the world, you will see that companies such as Facebook transferred or transformed into what we call Meta now. And Meta is basically trying to push forward the argumentative reality and the virtual reality. So what we are trying to do with the ARVR hackathon this year is that we want to increase awareness in terms of virtual reality. We want to increase awareness in terms of argumentative reality. And also the most important thing, we want to emphasize the importance of having virtual reality. For example, I can give is that for doctors, for example, we are able to replicate the human body in the virtual reality.
Mm.
And then we are able also to operate on this virtual body and see what happens. And this, we can apply this type of knowledge attained in the virtual world, in the real world, because the virtual world is almost a replica of what is happening in the real world. The only difference is that in the virtual world, you have a lot of ability to sort of customize it the way you want it.
Now, who will be some of the judges during the competition, and how will the winners be chosen?
Oh, so before we talk about the judges, let's talk about the prizes. We have three prizes. The first prize is going to walk away with 25,000. The second prize is going to walk away with 14,000. And the third prize is going to walk away with 12,000. The judges, we basically, what we looked at is that we wanted to involve the entire different sectors of the country. We have professionals from the industry that understand the virtual world, that understand the technology, and we have lecturers from the universities also that are responsible for nurturing such a level of education. And then we also have people from the general public. So we have four judges currently, and what's happening is basically participants started hacking last week already on the online hackathon, and then what we are going to have now on Friday is the in-person hackathon that is going to be happening at NAST main campus, where we have different participants coming together and coming up with a solution in the different disciplines such as health, technology, social engineering, and then they create a solution in terms of virtual reality and argumentative reality. And then they are going to submit those solutions on GitHub. And then the judges are going to install these systems or these solutions on the VR headsets. And then also at the same time, once the VR headsets have been installed with the software, the participants are going to present their work to the judges. And then the judges are going to judge the in-person hackers and also the online hackers at the same time, so we get the three winners. And once we get our three winners this year, what's going to happen is that the three winners are going to move on to the second stage, which is now the African-wide competition, where they will have a chance to walk away with 100,000 as first prize. So that's a whole overview of the ARVR hackathon.
Yeah. Now, lastly, at the end of this hackathon competition, what do you hope will be the best outcome? What are your expectations?
My expectations is that we get to see the need of argumentative reality within the Namibian context. We get to experience the benefits of argumentative reality and virtual reality. If we are able to get that data from this hackathon, then I believe moving forward we'll be able to collaborate with bigger organizations across the world, and most importantly, we are also enriching our own youth in terms of what the current world level, what the current technology level in the world is. That's how it is